We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's getting KD vibes.
With Aaron Judge?
Yeah.
I feel him on that.
You know what, though? I did the Friday before KD signed. What did he sign on? The Monday morning, 4th of July?
Yeah, we were all off.
Saturday. That Saturday, I felt like he was going to come.
You knew?
And I saw people tweeting old tweets. And I was like, why is he taking a second meeting with Oklahoma City? He's been there his entire career. Why does he need a meeting with Oklahoma City?
To tell them peace out.
And then I remember somebody said, Jerry West had a 25-minute conversation with Kevin Durant or something like that. I was like, oh, Jerry West is a closer.
Yeah, he put the rings on the table. That was the whole, remember?
The Pat Riley?
He said he put the rings on the table. He said, I only won one as a player, and I, if I could do it all again, I'd try to win more.
Come on.
Mark, how happy are you? Come on. You saw the Morosi report like I did.
Oh, we're all over that. Yeah, we're gonna get into what Morosi said because it's pretty. It's not just a report. It's sort of a twist and a detail. I don't know if you. So did you?
I was
see,
just reading it while I was breaking on my.
Did
show.
Did you hear it? Did
no.
you see the whole conversation?
No. Do we have it?
We will. They have.
Yeah, we got it up in 11 minutes.
I don't know if they.
It's
yeah.
about right.
Can you play it right now? I want to hear it.
Well, so let me set it up though first.
Yes, please.
And I don't know if Sam.
If you guys wanted to play it, your guy would have. You would have grabbed it. Yeah, but we can't even screen call.
So no, there's.
I'm just teasing.
So there's a somewhat. This is like a 10-minute video that I watched this morning at like 6:30 in the morning. So there's a conversation between Matt Vasgersian and Harold Reynolds.
Okay.
Okay. This is on MLB Network.
We were watching them earlier today. Okay. Vasgersian had a nice little college shirt.
Yeah, he looked good, right?
Shout out to Reynolds.
And Harold Reynolds just like in a green hoodie.
Yes.
But anyway, all good, right?
So start to Sam Loveman when you're ready. He's actually ready.
They just to sort of encapsulate that conversation. Vasgersian's point was, you can't leave the Yankees. You're homegrown, you're 62 homers, you're Aaron Flipping Judge. The amount of money that's tied to being a Yankee and one 100%. Uniform for the whole, that was his point. He's like, they can't lose him, and he can't leave.
He's their only homegrown starter right now in the last 10 years. It's crazy.
And so Reynolds is kind of, yeah, but this, and there's six teams, it might whittle down. Like, he's just kind of weaving through the, like, I don't know if I'm a player, I'm going to listen to everybody. And they have that conversation, and Vasgersian is very firm. No, he's not leaving. He can't leave. But he's doing it more logically, not reporting it. He's just like, he can't.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, all right, let's go to J.P. Morosi. J.P.'s been listening to this entire debate. And then, Sam, do you have it? Here's what J.P. says.
The Giants are a very realistic possibility. This is not a Yankees at 70% likelihood and the Giants at 30. I think that we are very close to 50-50, where if the Giants really step up and get that AAV up closer to $40 million a year, there's a legitimate chance that Aaron Judge becomes a San Francisco Giant. And a couple more notes on the discussion that you just had. Number one, let's take a step back and realize the offer that the Yankees made to Judge, total guarantee back at the end of spring training around opening day, was just less than $220 million. So Aaron Judge already, based on the numbers that Jeff has reported, and I believe that they are correct, he has already made himself guaranteed at least $80 million additional dollars. Let's think about that for a minute. He has made himself, by turning that offer down, an additional $80 million at least, and that number could go up. The other part here, and Harold referenced this a moment ago, I really believe that Aaron Judge won't sign with the Giants unless there is a credible and actionable plan to put a winning team around him that can get to the postseason. I don't think Aaron Judge will take on all that pressure and expectation of going across the country if he looks at the roster and says, we're going to finish 500 and behind the Dodgers and Padres. They're going to have to, whether it's Kodai Senga or one of the infielders, do something that validates Judge's faith. And that is where I think Farhan Zaidi has to come up with a comprehensive plan in the next week to 10 days that shows Aaron Judge, you're not just going to come here and make a lot of money. You're going to come here and win and make the playoffs in 2023.
So I find all of this.
There's a lot in there.
This is a percolation sensation.
And that's that's a dollar. And that's classic Morosi. We used to have him on a weekly. And he was good for about two questions in 17 minutes. Yeah. So that was classic Morosi right
there. We know him as Bubba.
Yeah. I mean, is that his actual nickname? Or are you guys?
Yeah, it's Bubba.
Where did that
remember
come
they
from?
Did the players only in nickname weekend in baseball where you put their nicknames on the back of the jerseys? So we asked J.P. Morosi, what was your nickname growing up? And it was Bubba.
Huh. This is like Mark calling Ramona Shelburne Momo.
Yeah. That wasn't her nickname growing up. That was actually given to her by John Ireland when we all worked together.
You guys can go tit for tat. Who's more of an insider with the insiders?
I met Bubba in the Sharks playoff game because he also works for NHL Network. And I was like, Bubba, man. He goes, Bonte, you're fan. You can call me Bubba whenever you want to. So I call him Bubba.
All right, we'll use that.
So let's get into that. What do you actually say?
I'm more interested
in Bonte's close relationship with John Morosi than I am some free agent guy.
It's all positive. It's far from a lock. You can hear that, right?
It's maybe
50-50. And the other thing, just to sort of respond to what I was listening to you guys say over the last hour, you know, they can't finish in second. Let me adjust those words a little bit. They can't come in as anything other than the high bidder. It's not their choice. It's Aaron's choice. Aaron's got the power. So you can finish. This is actually one of the rare cases, because I believe athletes usually just take the high bid. But this is one of those rare cases where somebody could look at the Yankees at 300 and the Giants at 320 and decide the Yankees at 300 is worth more than 320.
Yes.
All I can
state
ask
taxes.
The, right. Well, or just
well, no, just the valuation.
For life.
Yeah. You're yes.
Like,
exactly.
All I can ask of the Giants is to be the high bidder, and I think that's totally fair.
So let me add
that's
into
fair.
That. No, let me add into that, because that's not the way I interpreted what he said. What I interpreted what John Morosi said was that now Farhan or whomever has to also sell him.
It's both.
On what the game
it's
plan
both.
Is. So now I'm thinking to myself, yes, there's the financial component, which we kind of all knew, right? Money's got to be there.
And John said it's going to probably approach 40 million average annual value, which puts the overall deal at probably 315 or 320.
Yeah.
Well, he said approaching 40, which, you know, approaching 40 would be 320.
Okay.
Maybe it's 315.
Well, like you and I talked about yesterday, who cares?
Exactly.
Like over 8 years or 9 years, you're talking, it's like buying a house. Like, I don't care.
And wouldn't you think that his trip out here and the day-long meeting, isn't that where they would have pitched him on the fact that maybe they were going to bring in all those other players?
Oh, no doubt.
The decision's already been done. I think the only thing that is yet to be determined, and maybe the offer's already been intimated what that number is going to be, but then he has to weigh it out. If he believes the Giants will build around him, and I'm sure they tried to sell him on that, if he buys in to what they're doing, then it comes down to the money.
There's a few things that are working in the Giants' favor. There's the obvious stuff working in the Yankees' favor, but the things that are working in the Giants' favor, if you look at this kind of timeline, right, that didn't surprise the Giants, what J.P. Morosi just said.
Yeah.
We've all been saying that for a couple months.
Yeah.
Like, why would Judge join this roster? There's going to need to be more. But then we've heard all the reports that the Giants are planning on more. Now, you've got to effectively go get that done. But if you look at the way Judge is playing this, it feels to me likely that what we're coming down to is the same thing we all do with decisions. Heart or head? I think his heart is likely here. That's why it's played out the way it has. The Yankees had to bid first, not somebody else. And are the Yankees going to react to somebody else's higher bid? He wants to get it done early. That's more a Giants thing than a Yankees thing.
He talked about
wanting to build a roster around him. The Yankees roster's already built. So the fact that he's taking this meeting, the way he's playing free agency, there are things that point to the Giants' favor. And if his heart is here, and his head, like Matt Vasgersian is going to say, all those voices being like, dude, you can't leave the Yankees. It's going to come down to heart versus head. And Which do you listen to?
So you cannot dismiss the brand of the Yankees and being a Yankee lifer. All that, the cachet. There's a reason Reggie Jackson, who's not a Yankee lifer, is essentially on payroll for the rest of his life with the Yankees. There's cachet that comes with that. I actually look at their roster. Just look at their roster and look at their minor league system. I actually don't think they're that positioned quite well, the Yankees. Their major league roster is better than the Giants right now.
In the moment.
But they are stuck on some very bad contracts. Their farm system is very overrated. It's not that good if you really like dive deep into it. And then I look at that division. As much as we make about the Padres and the Dodgers, can I make similar arguments in the AL East?
Well, they got more good teams.
That's what I'm
saying.
They
got more good teams.
That's what I'm saying. So I know, I think on the surface, it's easy to go, look at the Yankee situation. That's the winning team.
But the track record of building, the track record of spending favors the Yankees because the Yankees have gone out. Well, the Giants had a fluky 1 year, 107 wins.
In the last decade, the Giants have been by far and away the more successful organization.
We can draw the line on wherever we want in terms of, you know, in the past 70 years or however far back we want to go.
But look at Judge's career, though. Important point.
Yeah.
He's never won there.
At all.
He's been there for a long time.
Exactly.
They can't get past the ALCS. And you look at their contracts, to Butcher's point, Garrett Cole, 32 years old, $36 million. Giancarlo Stanton, 33, making 32 per. Josh Donaldson, 37, making $21 million. Rizzo just resigned. He's 33 years old. DJ LeMay, he's 34, making 15 per.
But that money hasn't prevented them from spending more money. And this is where Mark gets into the football and the salary cap. The Yankees,
the Yankees, though,
have not ever been in a spot where, oh, we're cash strapped and we won't spend.
It's not about the cash. It's about the roster.
Yes.
And the roster's not good
enough. It's kind of stuck.
Like, the roster's better than the Giants right now.
Yeah, right now. But I mean, you look at that division, if you're Aaron Judge, Baltimore Orioles got a lot of young talent.
Yeah, I watched them in September. They look good.
Tampa Bay has dominated the Yankees in the last 6 years.
Good.
Dominated the Yankees in the last 6 years.
And the Red Sox are coming back.
Toronto's got boppers.
Thank you.
Man, so, and the Giants, as old as they've been the last couple of years, have the ability right now to get young fast.
Thank you.
Right? Yep. There goes Belt. There goes Longo.
Exactly.
One more year of Crawford. And all of a sudden, you have the ability, depending on what you do free agency-wise, on if anything starts coming out of the farm system, you have the ability, you haven't done it, but you have the ability more so than the Yankees to get young.
On the fly.
And that's where the meeting was so critical, because was Farhan and Patella and the rest of them, were they able to sell Judge on the fact that people tell
him? I know, I forgot. Right. No, it's a good point. Yeah,
not
forgot.
Just a tendon anymore.
Exactly. That's actually on his business card, not just a tendon anymore.
Like that.
But were they able to sell Judge on the fact that they can do all those things that Mark is saying? But Farhan hasn't shown that. He signed DeSclafani and Tommy La Stella as his big long-term deal. So if you're Aaron Judge, that's a leap of faith to believe that they're going to be able to really build around you.
Well, so I look at the Phillies, too. Like when Bryce Harper signed there, I think they had Aaron Nola, and that was about
Reese Hoskins.
Okay, yeah, Reese Hoskins, good call. They had Reese Hoskins, the Sacramento State kid, but they didn't have a whole lot. Then they made the trade for JT Realmuto, and then they eventually obviously brought in
Zach Wheeler.
And who's your guy? Castellanos, and all those guys. So it starts there. When Machado signed with the Padres, it was him and Hosmer.
Well, remember, free agents also talk.
Yeah.
They talk with each other. Like, just look at LeBron to Miami and back to Cleveland and watch the way that you can see how behind the scenes he conducted everything and knew who was going where, right? He knew about the Wiggins deal. He knew, right, Bosch, Wade, all that stuff. And so how do we know that Judge hasn't called Carlos Correa? How do we know that those, you know, like he needs
Trey Turner,
right? Well, Trey Turner, I think, is going to end up in Philly. But
it feels like that.
Yeah, he wants to go east. I just think he really, really wants to go east.
And I guess he's friends with Bryce and all those guys.
That's great for the Giants, by the way.
Because he came up and watched
that's great for the Giants. Get him off the Dodgers. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm with you
there. Go battle with the Braves and everybody.
Judge doesn't have to just necessarily believe the Giants. You can go call those other free agents, the agent world. They're speaking to each other. If you have a wink, wink, like, yeah, man, do the deal and I'm coming too. If you have that, then, you know, you can feel very confident.
Especially with this payroll, 2024, you have $28.5 million committed right now to the 2024 payroll.
That's
the Giants.
They got all the money they need, and they've said that publicly.
Yep. As hard as it was to wait, Mark, Dan, Bonte, as hard as it was to wait, we're now here. We're waiting for all those contracts to come off the books, and now they're finally here. It's just kind of crazy. I can't believe they're down to the last two.
I still think, though, like, it, and I can feel the the excitement that you guys were expressing all morning long, and it feels like a drumbeat, but it is probably still at this moment kind of at best 50-50. Like, I mean, this
I'll
is
take
still
50-50. I wonder if it's already been decided.
Do you think he's taking the money from one and going back to the other?
How do you approach those kinds of things?
Well, I think it comes down to the priorities. And if the money is relatively equal, then it comes down to, do I want to be with the legacy team that I know is going to shovel money around me? Or do I want to go home? And like you said, the head, the heart, that's kind of the interesting way to look at it.
Don't you think most of us go into big decisions with plenty of preconceived notions, plenty of this one's the leader, this is what I want to do, but now we got to go through the process to see if it actually, can someone convince me otherwise? Does this feel right? You know, like, how many kids have you seen go off to their college
and it
tours and they're like, I want to go there, and then you see it and you're like, boo, no. So I actually think, and we had plenty of inside conversation or buzz over the last couple months, that Judge, based on what the Yankees did to him at the beginning of the year and just the draw home, I think his heart wants to come to the Giants, but he also needs to be like, now let me go feel
assured.
It. And can the Yankees change my mind back? And that's pretty powerful.
It's so interesting.
It's pretty powerful.
As you look at these big decisions, and we've all made them. I mean, you made a bit. You made a huge leap, Bonte, when you left the situation that you were at a radio station. All three of us actually were over there. All three of us individually had to weigh the same thing, head versus heart, how you went through your own process and what ultimately was the tiebreaker on why you made that decision.
And I bet for each one of us, what made us tick in that moment in our lives and that decision was different. And so that's what I always remember with free agents, is we can sit here and go, Linden's an hour and a half away. And mom's got a good relationship. And
I was thinking about that situation
who
now.
Who the hell?
That was such an easy decision.
Who the hell?
But I gotta ask.
You're
right,
honey.
Who knows? Who knows? Like, go. Get out of here!
But no, who knows? Seriously. Who knows what makes him tick? Who knows? Who knows?
You're right. The Giants don't sign Aaron Judge. How can you spin that to this fan base?
So here's the thing, and
there's only one way.
Here's what I worry about:
signing other guys.
Or? Well, what Mark said, I think, is true. If you're like, look, we offered him 320, and he took 300 to stay in New York. What do you want me to do? I mean, that's how you spin it. And it's a tough sell. But
and the hard part is putting that out there publicly, because in baseball, you don't want to tell free agents that if you don't take our deal, we're now going to publicly have a press conference to rip you for not taking our deal. And the players union and other players are not going to like the idea that Aaron took less money if it were
leaked.
To do that. It does. There's a way to
We've
do it.
We've seen leaks in this town before.
Sure, but that's dicey. That's dicey. And a public contract. A public contract conversation is what got Aaron into this with the Yankees.
Yeah.
They had a press conference and be like, well, he didn't take this, and he didn't like that. So, I don't know. It's dicey, but you guys are right. Like, if they lose, you got to somehow get word to your fan base that it wasn't because, like Bryce, well, we came in $20 million short because we felt that was right. They can't do that this time.
I'm just I'm not trying to play like the, I love second place, because I know Bonte was coming at me. But, like, the reality is, middle of the season, no way is Aaron Judge even going to consider the Giants, right? It sounds good
That's
on Bleacher Report, right? It sounds good on, like, an article or when you read it on The Athletic. But then, like, you get closer, and it's like, now we're down to two, right? Whether he takes the Giants or not, we're down to two. The fact that they're even here, that blows me away. I'll be disappointed if we don't get
him. I can't live with them coming in second.
I'm just saying that it's here.
Yeah. What if you do find out that they were the high bidder and they still come in second? Then what would you say?
I'd be like, damn. We really suck. There's not a lot of talent here.
No, seriously. Why would he, if you offer 310 and they offer 300 and he says no thank you to an extra $10 million, you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, would he not take more money? What's wrong with us to where he wouldn't want to come here?
I'd encourage each and every one of you, or maybe we can end up cutting this, Kyle, and sort of getting a piece of it. But this is what Vasgersian was talking about on MLB Network that set up JP for those comments. He was making the case that less money with the Yankees
is worth more.
Down the road. And so
it's like being the quarterback of the Cowboys and getting a chunky soup commercial, et cetera, as opposed to being the Titans quarterback.
If you take this deal in New York City, you better win.
But and here's my response.
Right?
He was born a Yankee. So the burden of expectation isn't as great. And the case in point here is Giancarlo Stanton. Giancarlo Stanton does not get the same largesse and same consideration from Yankee fans as Aaron Judge does. If both are going bad, the guy they're going to jump on more is Stanton because he wasn't born a Yankee. So you buy, when you stay with your brand, you buy a little bit more consideration. I would also say this, and I don't know how we got so long on Judge because I want to talk to you on something else, but I would say this. Guys don't think about, look, after your playing career is done, you're done. You've made a ton of money, and it's going to come from whomever, the Yankees, the Giants, the Pirates, whatever. After you're done, how do you want to look at your own career? Do you want to be that guy that spent 13, 14, 15 years with the New York Yankees and have your name and number in Monument Park and go away a legend? Or do you want to be a really good rich player that spent some time with a bunch of teams? It's the Yankees. It's not like you're staying a lifetime Bad News Bear. There's value there.
And I'm with you.
I get that money talks, but the player had, look at yourself in 20 years and think of who you want to be at that point, because you're going to be rich either way.
Okay, so here's what's real fascinating to this.
That's a fraudulent premise.
Well, there's an example.
Randy Johnson didn't want to be a Yankee.
No, but let's
Barry
look
Bonds at... Barry Bonds was not born a Giant.
No, yeah, but look at Buster that. Posey, who's now part of the ownership group, and would he be if he had split his career? Like, I'm not going to deny there is financial value to what he's saying, to staying in one uniform.
Yeah.
Steph Curry, all the players like that, there's value there. The second thing that came up next, though, and I think it was JP that hopped back in and said this and goes, I wonder if Aaron Judge called Albert Pujols yet and asked him, what would you do if you could go back and do it again?
Wow.
Now, he circled back and got his flowers and his tour with St. Louis at the end, and that was poetic.
He had a lot of forgettable years.
But he had a lot of forgettable years.
He was a Dodger.
More memorable with the Dodgers.
Right.
I mean, that's a draw. We have to acknowledge that Giants fans, that what he's saying, Monument Park and lifetime in one uniform, and particularly that uniform, like,
but
that's
not everyone aspires to that. Like Dwight Howard didn't aspire to be a Laker, for example. There are examples. I will say this fan base, Giants fans, and maybe I'm in the middle of it, and so I'm biased. Hunter Pence, was he born a Giant?
No.
Oh, no.
We sure as hell embrace him.
No, of course.
Yeah, we sure do.
It can happen.
Just being real.
No, it can happen.
It can absolutely happen. Clark, and if you're Aaron Judge, and you're having the career that you want to have, and you're going to hit 500 career, 600 career, if he's a Giant for 8 years, then who cares if I'm in Monument Park or not, if he ends up having 600
career? I don't know if
Clark
cares.
Left Texas, now he's got his jersey retired with the Giants.
And was an Oriole.
Right.
Like, I'm looking at Gaylord Perry today. He passed away today.
Yep.
He played for a million teams.
Yeah.
A million teams. He still gets the love and adoration.
It's not a death blow.
I know, but I think Vasgersian is putting it out there like that.
But we don't know through that. How many years has Aaron played so far?
Seven? This is six.
I remember Vasgersian today.
Because you get arbitration, right?
Right. So
hater rate.
I have no idea what has gotten into Aaron's psyche and DNA through his current Yankee career. So does that matter to him? If he comes to San Francisco and has the second half of his career that mirrors the first half of his career, what do you have then afterward? Do the Yankees still honor you? Do they bring you back like a Will Clark and go, okay, you're one of us? Do they not? Does that matter to him?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Would he rather that happen here? Would he want a statue at Oracle Park? Does he have that in him with probably, let's be honest, six good years left and then maybe a couple of wonky ones on the back end? I don't know. There's no way for that. So if they lose him, I would want to know, A, were you the high bidder? And I would also want to know, B, Aaron, what mattered to you in this?
Yeah, what was part of your decision?
What mattered to you in this?
So that's what's coming up on your show. We got show me here. We got a bowl.
Yeah, do your thing.
Show me what else. Anything on Niners Dolphins?
Absolutely. I mean, Mike Silver and Sean Salisbury are both going to be on the show.
Oh, nice.
I think, ponder this, right? Mike McDaniel. Dr. Ponda?
That's a one.
I was trying to go. I was a reach.
I almost tore
my labrum.
Y'all seen the stories this week of Mike McDaniel and how he made Tua really realize that he believed in him.
Yeah.
And that's brought out the best in Tua. And don't we have like the clear opposite with the 49er quarterback?
The dichotomy.
That's an interesting thing to get into today. Yeah.
All right.
And Kyler. We'll get to Kyler.
Oh, Kyler.
Oh, Kyler.
You know what? Patrick Peterson's a bum for that. All right, say Patrick Peterson's a bum for that.
That's a little bit outside the code.
Yeah, that was weak.
There is no code in the new media.
I was going to say,
do we have the Memphis Colts on later with Draymond?
It's the new media. There is no code. Yeah. As long as I can get clicks, it's clickbait, Mark.
No code. Good Pearl Jam album, just like your jacket.
There you go.
I'll take your word for it. 457 is the code.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.